Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1171, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 140 should say that perhaps he was talking and not acting for about 15 minutes. Of course he was talking all the time that he was acting. I did not say that I thought he was talking half of the time. Redirect examination. In going through his performance, he walked very rapidly. We were almost on a trot behind him. I was at the factory 50 minutes while he enacted his story. I left him after he had written one note in Mr. Frank's office. He wrote the note very rapidly. It took him about 2 minutes. He didn't stay in the wardrobe over a minute. He just got in, closed the door, and got right out. In approximating the time of his performance, I gave a minute to his staying in the wardrobe and 2 minutes to writing the one note. If you add 6 minutes to writing the other notes and 8 minutes to the time he said he stayed in the wardrobe, that would be 14 minutes added to the 50 minutes, which would be 64 minutes for the time of the performance. If you deduct the 15 minutes which I say he was talking, would leave 40 minutes net, which he took to enact the story. Recross-examination. That is just an estimate. The only time I had was the time I left my office and the time I got back. Conley got to the factory 12:15, and I left there between 1:05 and 1:10. I saw Conley pick up a paper in the newspaper room, and he looked like he was reading it. I had pictures on the front page, and I judge he looked at them first, because afterwards he folded it. He had several minutes while I was telephoning. John M. Minar, sworn for the defendant. I am a newspaper reporter for the Atlanta Georgian. I visited George Epps Sunday night, April 27th. I went there to ask him and his sister when was the last time either of them had seen Mary Fagan. George Epps and sister were both present. I asked them who had seen Mary Fagan last, and the little girl Epps said she had seen her on the previous Thursday. George Epps was standing right there, and he said nothing about having seen her Thursday. He said he knew the girl, that he had ridden to town with her in the mornings occasionally when she went to work. He said nothing as to having seen the girl on Saturday and coming in on the car with her. I directed my questions to both the children. Cross-examination. I was not seeking evidence for the defendant. There was no defendant at that time. This was on Sunday, the day the body was found. I have been working under the direction of Mr. Cloeen, city editor. Cloeen visited Frank in jail. At that time, Mr. Frank had not been mentioned in connection with...